Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited today. We have a guest, a very, very cool guest, actually. I'm a little starstruck. Miss Jamie Bernadette. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well. Hey, no, this is a cool movie. I watched this the other day, and the other night, I should say, me and my fiance did. And this is phenomenal. No, you not only co-wrote it, you acted in it, and you produced it.
Yes, that's right. Produced it from the ground up. Yeah, beginning to end. I pretty much cast it, too. So, yeah.
Nice. Now, you, let me ask you this. You have been in, about 100 horror films. I don't know if it's that many, but it's a lot. And, you know, I was looking at your Internet Movie Database page briefly earlier before the show. And for those who don't know that are listening, the IMDb is like a resume of sorts for film people, film and television people. Now, was this your first doing all of it, wearing that many hats in a film?
Yes, it was my first time, producing and, writing as well, writing a script,
Wow, well, girls are going to expect, going to expect amazing things from now on because you want it out of the gate, you know what I mean? This movie was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, I am not necessarily, I have friends of mine who are, they're horror people. They are, and they will pick apart a movie, just crazy stuff. They're like, that guy's 45 years old and was stabbed in the spleen. This should have happened. I'm like, how do you know that? You know, just enjoy the movie. I'm one of these guys that I'm not in the movie business. I just like movies, you know? And, but even my horror friends, would love this film. This is fantastic.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. I was looking, like I said, on your IMDb page, and you grew up in Illinois, just south of Chicago, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Were you always...
Yeah, Kankakee. Mm-hmm.
Kankakee. I grew up north of Detroit. I've never been to Kankakee, but we used to go to Chicago all the time and we wanted to have some fun, without cars burning and things like that. Were you always a film or an entertainer growing up and whatnot when you were a girl?
I got into theater, so I guess you could say that. But, I also had a shy side, as a lot of actors actually do, surprisingly. So, a little shy socially, I was. So, but yeah, I did get into theater and speech team where you go from and you perform scenes and for competition. I was a ballet dancer, so I guess you could say, I was an entertainer.
Well, that's three cheers to your mom for driving you around to all this stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah,
my
siblings, too.
There you go.
A lot, actually.
They're like, Jamie has to go to ballet again. Who's taking her?
Exactly. It was like that.
Nice. So then you decided, well, I'm heading to LA and just headed out, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Definitely a last minute.
That's a big move.
It was something I decided. What's that?
I said, that's a big move, Illinois to L.A.
Yeah, for sure. I decided in 4 days, actually. I kind of tend to do
what
that in
his
my
name?
Decision
I'm
quickly.
Kidding. Well, some of the best decisions are made on this on the fly like that. You know, when you look back, you're like, "Oh, I'm glad I did that," and it worked out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. It did, and yeah, I agree. I think, you know, entering in too much thinking, I think things can get unnecessarily messy, and it's better to just make a decision. You know.
Absolutely. I'm one of these people. I am cursed with overthinking things. And if I had a nickel for every time me and my gal got into it, and that topic comes, you're overthinking it. Settle down.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a rich man. But yeah, I tend to do that. So the best decisions are you make the decision and you just go with it. I have found for me. But, you know, everybody's different, I suppose. Now, when you hit L.A. and you said, okay, I'm going to be a movie star, was horror on your radar or was it an interest you had to get into the genre of such?
I mean, I wanted to act in all genres, which I've done. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't just been horror. I've done television. I just was on Midnight Texas. I did NCIS New Orleans. I did a faith-based drama last year. Beautiful film. So yeah, I've done comedies. I've done all different, but I did always love horror since I was a child and I wanted to star in a horror film from a very young age. So I was obsessed with horror. So, you know, I think it's something I always wanted to do. Now, did I seek it out consciously? No, I just took whatever jobs I was offered, you know?
Gotcha. I've heard all of my friends, I'm a painter by trade, but all of my friends are either in the movie business or the music business. And a lot of successful people that I know, they say that. They say, when you're starting out, man, because you ask them, you're like, well, what's the advice you would give somebody like it? And they're like, say yes to everything. You know, be in front of that camera as much as you can and get a good wide resume like you have. And hey, next thing you know, you're producing movies, right?
Right. Yeah, I think starting out, I think you do start out with quantity. I would agree with that, like getting experience in front of the camera and getting as much as you can. But I think as you move along after so many years, I tend to believe you should get into more quality. You know what I mean? Like be a little more selective, which I've been trying to do, you know. So, yeah.
Well, the best way to do that is just to make your own movie. And, you know, you obviously were a part of that, you know, half of the winning duo here. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing the new spicy Cajun chicken sub. Cajun seasoned grilled chicken breast, zesty cherry peppers, and house-made Cajun mayo. Just $5.55 for a medium. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming Smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form Smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Now, did you know... I'm going to probably pronounce her name incorrectly. Lalita, is that pronounced right?
Leisha, awesome. Yeah, Leisha, the director.
Leisha, there we go. Did you know her beforehand? Or,
I did.
Was this? Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes.
Cool.
I chose her to direct. We looked at about 20 directors, and I pushed for her. I worked for her, and not only does she do, you know, good work, you know, in putting a film together, but she works great with actors. She received her bachelor's in acting and her master's in directing. So she knows the actors. And when I worked with her on a web series called Broken Toy. It's fantastic. You should check it out on YouTube. And I love the way she worked with me as an actor. So that was a huge deciding factor in choosing her to direct. She knows acting. She knows. I've been misdirected by a lot of directors. I've been told to overact. I've listened to them at times and then cringe when I watch the scene, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they told me to do that. And I thought, oh, because you're a director, I need to listen to you and you know better than I do. You know, that's not always 100% the case, especially with a new director, you know, who's kind of making their way in the business. And you might know acting better than they do, you know, it's just a fact. So, but with Leisha, I feel like she really understood acting. She watched the acting, paid careful, close attention. Some directors don't even watch the acting. So I felt confident with the film in her hands, and I'm so glad too, because she came on, I had the original script, the first draft, the original story, and she wrote a second draft and she had some great ideas. So I'm really glad that I chose her, because the film wouldn't be what it is today without her.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Especially when you can find someone that just gets your vision, what you're trying to accomplish, and can help with that, you know, and elevate that, make you look at it in a different way, and that works. That's really special and doesn't happen all the time. You know, I'm sure you've worked with many people that, you know, that wasn't necessarily the case. Due to the large volume of work you've done. It's fantastic. It's a, but it is a slasher film, and I don't want people that aren't necessarily into horror to cringe at that, because this is a really well done slasher film, and it's almost like got elements of Hitchcock and that in it. I liked these characters, I liked the acting, I loved the. Now, I didn't know much about this kind of stuff until I started hanging out with film people, but the practical effects in it were fantastic. It's a great movie. The story was cool. I dug it.
Thank you.
And I bet
it's definitely
you
a mix of genres.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say the skull ghost face. I don't want to say ghost face, but the skull mask thing. That's going to be hot at Halloween. Mark my words.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get some of that merchandising money going. That'd be awesome. It's a great film. It's a very, very cool film. And I like it's interesting, too, because you see it all the time in the trades and what have you, about the lack of diversity, a female-driven story and whatnot. And I definitely think that's true. But your film is definitely a step in the right direction on that, you know, and it works real well. This is by no means a Hallmark-type movie. Wasn't cheesy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we wanted diversity for sure. That was definitely a priority, you know, definitely in the casting.
Well, it works. It's fantastic. I don't want to give too much away from it, though, because I want people to watch it. The interesting thing in the film, now this is out, or it came out last weekend at a whole bunch of theaters, right? This was on the screen, and I probably still is in a lot of these markets.
Yeah, I'm not sure all the dates of all the theaters and things like that, but it did also come out on video on demand now. It came out on the 15th,
nice.
So it's on a whole bunch of different platforms, Vudu and iTunes and Amazon and a bunch.
That's
Dish.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No, had you worked, the Asylum's doing distribution on this, have you done work with them before? On other films?
Oh, the distribution company?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Asylum I've known since 2010. I've done three of their films. So we had received other offers from other companies, and it just it wasn't sitting right with me. So I really pushed with my partner to hold out. You know, I said, sure. This film deserves to get seen. I don't want it to get buried. Like, I've been in so many independent films that get buried. People don't see them. And I know what the Asylum is capable of because I've known them for 8 years, and they can get this movie. They can. Yeah. And we started the conversation in February last year with the Asylum, and they're very busy. They're making a Netflix show, Black Summer, right now, and extremely busy. I said, hold out, wait. They want the film. They're just busy. So it took several months to finally get the contract locked in and everything. But I'm so glad we waited because I knew they would do a great job with it, and they are. They're just the perfect company. It's what I wanted. I wanted a limited theatrical release, and they do great with the video on demand. It's a lot of times their films are on the front page when you open it. Like, it was in the featured horror, Mother. You know, with Jennifer Lawrence. So that's what the Asylum is capable of. And I like them as people, too. You know, they've always been nice to me, and all our interactions have been lovely. So I really love them as people as well. So I couldn't be more thrilled with the company.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's something people not in the business, I don't think, realize. That, we just anymore with streaming and whatnot, we just hit a button or a couple buttons and boom, we're watching something that oftentimes takes several years to produce from concept to getting it on your screen,
yep.
You know, and, you know, people are like, oh, it takes a couple months, you know, no, there is, some big time usually.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. I was talking to an independent filmmaker, oh gosh, a couple months ago, and he had a movie that just came out, and before I was talking to him, I had looked up on YouTube just to, I was trying to learn how to properly pronounce his name, and I saw an interview from like 12 years ago. He's like, yes, we're starting filming, and he's all excited, and I'm like, man, 12 years? And I was talking to him, and he said, well, yeah, with independent film is when you get money, you know, it's not everybody starts out with a bunch of money to throw at this stuff. Now, let me ask you, as a creative person, as an artist, someone who's doing this, I mean, I can't even imagine taking on a project that size and for that amount of time. Is that hard to keep that momentum, that positivity going when that amount of time's passing?
I don't know if I'd call it momentum. It's just, it's a lot of steps, and it's, gosh, you're like, oh man, we have to do that now, and we have to pay for that now. And it kind of does push you back many times. It takes a lot of persistence. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, it was not the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, really?
What's that?
I was commenting on your, I can only imagine, you know, I mean, man, it's a giant project. No, you probably have a good base of friends and family of support, I would imagine. I need to get that. No, I no, but, you know, I mean, where you're like, well, we're doing, and then they're like, yeah, Jamie, we've heard it for the last year and a half. You know, when are we going to watch this thing, man? We want to buy some popcorn. Let's get on it. And you have to explain all these steps, you know?
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
I get that about, some of my films, too, I'm acting in. People are like, where is it? It's the chess game, man, you know? Sometimes films are holding out for the right distribution, the right timing, and then the distributor doesn't want to release it at a certain month. They want to wait 9 months, I mean, for different reasons, and all this goes into it.
Now, this is the side. Everybody, of course, wants to be a movie star. They want to go to L.A. and, you know, do this for a living and ride around in limousines and go to fancy parties and all of that. They don't think about the practicality of it, this side of it, you know, working your tail off and making a movie, getting money together, getting people involved in that. I mean, my hat goes off to you, Jamie, because, you know, I've never dealt with investors on a creative project. I've dealt with them in like real estate and stuff, and it's always a pain. They always want to get real involved. But man, you made it. And this movie's up on the screen and video on demand and all of that.
Congratulations. This is fantastic. Now, did you guys have like a release get together and whatnot last weekend when it came out?
Well, we had a premiere on Sunday. So, and it was
nice.
Wonderful. I mean, I had people come who I hadn't seen in 9 years, you know, like people who I went to my first acting school with in Hollywood. And it was so special,
wow.
Such a special night. And a lot of people came out. It was packed. So it was a wonderful turnout. We had a lot of press there and it was good. I think it was a nice little boost for the movie, for the release of the film.
Nice. And hey, it's always fun to get gussied up and go on to town. Especially when it's your name on the door, you know, or the marquee. That's cool.
Right.
And all of your siblings and mother and everybody, you know, all those ballet dropping offs and picking ups, well, it paid off. So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, you always have a lot of work going on, obviously. Anything you upcoming? We can. You had mentioned a web series you had done. I'll find that, ladies and gentlemen, and put a link on our show page to that so you can watch it. But what do you got going? What's in the hopper next after The Sixth Friend?
Well, I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu is coming out in 2019.
Nice.
I don't know all the details yet, but yeah, I've seen the film and everything. So that is happening. I have a lot of fans. Of course, it's a franchise and a lot of people are waiting on it. So I have a lot of people asking me about it. But as soon as I have a date, I will definitely release it on all of my social media.
Very cool.
The Furnace, the film I did in Africa last year, beautiful film by Oscar nominated director Daryl Root. I'm in the leading role and it's faith-based drama. Yeah, it's a survival film where I'm running by myself in an ultra marathon in the middle of the African bush with one use of one lung. So yeah, it's a beautiful film. Like everyone who sees it cries and cries. So I can't wait for that to come out. Yeah, and I have some other ones too on the way. Cerberus,
cool.
Director Sean Payne. I'm actually playing one of the villains in that. So that was a lot of fun. And Sean's a good director. And what else? State of Desolation, the second film I produced from the ground up. We're wrapping up post-production on that. Hopefully we will see that out. I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Nice. So let me ask you, was that your first time going to Africa? I've never been to Africa, but I've always wanted to. Was that your first jaunt over there?
It was. I was there March, April, and then the same company, same director, pulled me back in a leading role for another film they did towards the end of the year, which we did pre-production stuff. So I spent another 5 weeks in South Africa doing press and photo shoots and readings with the director and things like that. So I'll be going back there to actually film that soon. So yeah, I spent actually a lot of time in Africa last year, which was incredible. I love the country. I love the people. I love the food, the culture. I just love it there.
Nice. My future in-laws just, they went, I think it was last year. They go several times a year around the world on different vacations. And I don't know, they were staying at some resort or whatnot, but they came back with all the pictures, you know, they're like, look, it's a zebra. It's a giraffe, you know, I mean, it was amazing. Just hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Uh-huh. What it's like there. Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's so cool, you know, and you've got this going, the Sixth Friend. This is definitely a fantastic film. And, man, you guys tarried a little bit there at the beginning in this, huh? On the
lead
up
what?
To the, you partied a little hard there.
In the film. Drug themes were definitely a thing in the film. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Well,
don't do drugs, kids.
That's right. That's right. At least until you graduate. No, I'm kidding. Don't do them at all. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, this is cool. I enjoyed this. I would thoroughly recommend this film to anyone. It's a fantastic film, and I'm not surprised with when you mentioned the casting on this. Every actor in this was just out of sight. Totally believable. It drew me in, and it's not a long film. This was only what was this, hour and a half, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I knew Tanya Nolan, who plays Sahara. I knew Jessica Morris. I worked with her. Dominique Swain. I knew her works, so I picked her. And then Monique Rosario. She sent in a tape. She was the only one who I didn't really know. Yeah. So, and Chantel, of course, I knew. So, yeah. I knew they could do very good work, so
well,
they did.
You picked right. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm curious, where did you guys film? Where was this shot at? Which area of the country was this shot at? I was just curious when I was watching it.
California. Mm-hmm. California.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. So it wasn't too far out for you. Well, that's great. Fantastic. Well,
yeah.
You know, best of luck with it. I hope a million people watch this on video on demand. Listeners, definitely have a sixth friend party. No, actually, don't do that. All watch it separately from your respective houses. Then have a party and talk about it. You can all get together then. How about that? Very, very cool. We also on our show page have a link to the official Sixth Friend Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, get over there, like and share the page. It's very important. You can see a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff there on the page as well. And, help get the word out here. It's very, very cool. And,
you know, Jamie, just you already know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Keep doing what you're doing because you're amazing at it, you know? Just fantastic.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, are you
I appreciate
that. You think you're going to put on the producing hat again anytime soon?
It's very possible. I'm in talks with someone about filming something in South Africa, producing it. So
awesome.
We'll see. Yeah.
Well, very cool.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. We're right up against the time, but thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and your day and whatnot and being on the show. I really appreciate it. It's just amazing. And everybody, get over there, watch the Sixth Friend, and like that Facebook page. Very, very important. Very cool. Thank you, Jamie Bernadette. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. I'll talk to you soon. That's
all right, thanks.
Very cool. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put on all the various podcast streaming platforms, including up for free on Apple Podcasts. How about that? Very, very cool. If you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. It doesn't cost you anything. Hit that ratings and review. What that does is it keeps us up at the top of the page, and boy, is that beneficial and helpful when I'm talking to our advertisers and, you know, doing my wheeling and dealing, folks. It's there's a thing called engagement, and what is the engagement of this show here? When I can throw good numbers back at them, it just, it keeps lights on around here, so that's a good thing. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow afternoon. Hey, and I want to, I got a couple emails last night from people. Yes, we were supposed to have a live show last night, and unfortunately, our host server, I don't know, it was having some issues, and they were doing some maintenance. I got a couple different stories, but long and the short of it, we couldn't do the show last night. So we moved it and rescheduled it to Monday night at 9:00. That's for the metal band Conquest out of St. Louis, Missouri. Really apologize for any inconvenience. If you were looking forward to that and it didn't happen, I sincerely apologize. We will have Conquest on this coming Monday night, the 21st. So sorry about that. Okay, well, tomorrow we've got the cast and crew from another fantastic horror film called Bloodbound. I can't even speak today. We're going to try, though. Anyway, that's going to be a fantastic show. And again, that's tomorrow, 2:00, tomorrow afternoon, 2:00 here on the East Coast. And that's 11 a.m. out on the West Coast and everywhere else local accordingly. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Man, that was cool, huh? Jamie Bernadette, all that on the show. Very, very cool. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for me. I've got to get back to work. I've got a whole bunch of emails and tweets and messages and all this kind of stuff for people. They've been reading on my blog and whatnot about the upcoming art show we have here in South Florida. I have a solo show coming up in a couple weeks. And, yes, I'm just waiting for the finalized web flyers and stuff, and then we'll make the announcement publicly, but yeah, that'll be in the Wilton Manors area on the 7th of February. I'll give you the date. So it'll be a nice, fun time that evening, and I will have 10 to 12 new original paintings that you've never seen before on display there for the entire month, actually. But that's the opening night is the 7th, and you come down, hang out with me and Danny and the gang, and no, Mei Ling will not be there. She's got to stay here and guard the house. Anyhow, we're out of here. Have a great day and night, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow. Adios.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.